You see, it's like double-edged sword. On one hand, if you do not do your service, you'll fall in Maya. On the other hand, if you do your service nicely, then the tendency is to become proud. Maya is so wonderful. If you don't really put your heart and soul into your service, then Maya is going to steal away your mind. And if you do put your heart and soul into your service, and you do something nicely, then you're going to be praised, and then you're going to want to enjoy the praise. So what should we do? Should we become Mayavadis? Some people do like that. We have to perform our service. If we don't perform our service diligently, really striving to do best we can for the pleasure of Krishna, and we can make no spiritual progress, no real spiritual progress. But at the same time, we must regularly hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. We must regularly chant the holy names with sincere feeling and attention. We must regularly associate with devotees, with sadhus, who cut away our illusions. And through this process, we must always remember that we are eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. We are not the enjoyer. And as soon as you begin to start to try to enjoy the fruits of your actions, you must immediately understand that Maya has come before me. I must give all credit to Krishna. I must be grateful for the opportunity to serve, and not take any credit for what I've done.